Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estritori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, powered by Financial Services Online. On today's agenda, we dive into thrilling developments in the insurance and financial sector right here at home. Kicking off with Sterling Insurance, the Melbourne-based firm under ATC Insurance Solutions has expanded their niche and complex risk offerings. This comes off the back of securing a professional indemnity, or PI, binding authority with Lloyd's. This move empowers Australian brokers with more control over product offerings and pricing. The expansion targets a broad range of professionals, from training providers to design and construct professionals, including those in the construction adjacent, marine, energy, and aviation industries. Underwriter Mike Stevens hails this as a tool for bolstering broker partnerships and expediting decision-making. Clearly, Sterling is keeping their foot on the accelerator of innovation. In related news, the Australian Treasury is implementing a consultation to fortify the underpinnings of PI insurance. The aim? Strengthen the compensation scheme of last resort, established in April 2024, which presently offers up to $150,000 for consumers facing financial loss due to misconduct. The ultimate goal is to make PI insurance a robust frontline defense and reduce dependency on the compensation scheme. Feedback is welcome until the 13th of February, with subsequent consultations in the pipeline. Industry leaders laud this initiative, recognizing the urgency of refining PI insurance's role in consumer redress systems for future sustainability. Previously this week, a groundbreaking ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ordered QBE Insurance to honor an arson claim for a restaurant, notwithstanding the director's undisclosed criminal history. The AFCA made clear the undisclosed past did not tangibly heighten QBE's risk assessment. This calls for full transparency in insurance applications. Business owners, ensure your policies are accurate. Insurers, evaluate risk transparently before dismissing claims. Wrapping up today's update, CHU, no stranger as Australia's largest strata insurance underwriting agency, has unveiled its State of the Strata Market 2025 report. Despite trials like cyclones and floods, stability reigns supreme in the industry. Strata insurance premiums climbed a moderate 2.8% as of June last year, tracking below a 3.4% uptick in household incomes. The report urges strata managers and property owners to stay updated on impending regulatory changes to enhance resilience, compliance, and consumer protection for their properties. Thank you for joining the discussion today. Remember, if you're looking to simplify your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management journey, find us on our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, signing off for the day. Catch you tomorrow for more updates.